Good morning, church. I said, good morning, church. What a great day to be in the house of the Lord. I'm so glad to be here. Good morning and welcome to Taylor Tabernacle Live. Welcome to all of our family and our friends joining us through Facebook Live and YouTube Live. We are streaming from Philadelphia, PA, where Elder Jonathan Ford is our pastor. And of course, we would like to welcome all of the saints that joined us in the sanctuary today. Like I said, it's been a week. It's been a long week. and we got a couple amens. So this morning, I was speeding to get here. Safely speeding, but speeding. To come into the house of the Lord, and I'm so glad to be here. If you could stand with me, and we will offer a word of prayer. Thank you, Lord. And I just want to take this time to just give God the glory and the honor, not just because of all that he's done, and he's done a lot, but just because of who he is. Because he gave us his word, he gave us his son, and we did nothing to deserve it. Not one thing, but because he loved us so much, he thought it not robbery to do that for us. And I just want to just give him the glory and the honor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, we thank you. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Dear Heavenly Father God, we come to you, O God, Lord, humbly, Father God, because we know that we did nothing to deserve your mercy, God. We did nothing to deserve your grace, O God. But Father God, you give it to us freely and unlimited, God, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, because you thought it enough of us to wake us up, Lord God, to wake us up in our right minds, oh God. Lord, to give us breath in our body, to give us the strength, oh God, to get here, oh God, just to get here, Father God. Lord, we know that it's not always easy. Lord, you know that it's not always easy, but Father God, you give us the peace. You give us the strength, oh God. You give us the courage, oh God, to continue on living, and to give us an opportunity to continue living for you, Lord God. Father God, we just thank you, God, Lord. We thank you, Lord, because you are a God who has never left us and never failed us, Father God. We know that you can't. You're incapable of God. And so we thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give your name the praise, oh God. Father God, we worship you not because we're able to give you enough, oh God, but Lord, this is all we can offer, Lord God. We can offer you our thanks, oh God. We can offer you, Lord God, our praise and our worship, Lord God, because, Lord, we just thank you. We don't have enough to give you, but, Lord, we thank you. We can try anyway. Father God, I ask that you would continue to cover our pastor, Lord God. Continue to keep him, oh God. Lord, I bind up any attacks of the enemy over his life, oh God, over his family, oh God. Father God, we ask that you would continue to give him the strength, oh God, to give him your word, oh God, so that he can continue to do the good work in your kingdom, oh God. Father God, we lift him up to you today, Lord God. Lord, that so that we can receive, oh God, a word from you, Lord God. Father God, I bind up any accidents or incidents that would prevent anybody from coming to your house today, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you would continue to keep us, that you will usher in your spirit on today, Lord God. And Father God, we ask these things not because we have a right to, but Lord God, because you gave us your son, Father God, so that we can come to you and say, in Jesus' name, amen. 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 All right. Thank you, Lord. Please remain standing as I read our scripture. We are coming from Psalms 124, verse 8. I'll give you a second to get to it, but I'll read it in your hearing. Psalms 124, verse 8. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Ooh, that's the word. I'm going to read it again. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. Amen? Amen. All right. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Now we're going to have our praise and worship by our sister Leah Reed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we know that we can cast our cares on him because he's already proven to be faithful in our lives. He's made ways out of no way. He's healed our bodies. He's opened doors. He's the one that is faithful to his word, faithful to watch and perform over his word. And so we give him the glory. We give him the honor. We give him the praise for who he is and for all that he's done. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, he's a way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you, for you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are here, moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. For you are way maker. Yes, you are God. Promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker. Yes, you are, God. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are here, moving in our midst. We worship you. We worship you. You are here, turning lives around. And we worship you. We worship you, for you are way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Oh, you are way maker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Aren't you glad he's a way maker? Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. All right. It's time for the word. If you all could stand as we welcome our pastor. Amen.
Good morning, and God bless you. This is, in fact, the day that the Lord has made. We're committed to rejoicing in it, through it, and by it, because the Lord has been good to us. Amen? If you have your Bibles, I'm going to take advantage of you standing. We're going to go to the Gospel of St. Luke, the 6th chapter, verse 38. If you've been following my pattern, all month long, I've been preaching sermons out of a single verse. Last Sunday, we preached out of John 3:16. Anybody remember the subject from last Sunday? Lovers give. That's what they do. Lovers give. We got the witness on it. Luke, the 6th chapter. Verse 38, we're going to add to the witness out of 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. If you have those two verses, just let me know by saying amen. Good. 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 Anyone in need of a Bible? If you need a Bible, slip your hands in the air. I always like for people, especially this when I preach anyway, to have the Bible so that you can see that what the preacher is saying is actually in the Bible, right? You can fact check immediately. Why? Because you're reading it yourself, right? And so that's why I always say, I know you can look on and all this, oh, I'm just going to listen. But I want you to see it and make a connect. Oh, that's actually in the Bible says that. So. Okay, so here we go, Luke 6:38. Just as John 3:16 is familiar to many of you. Hopefully this particular passage, Luke 6:38, which is Luke's recording of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, similar to what you have in Matthew 5. Hopefully this scripture will be also in your memory. It says, "Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you." You guys with me on that? Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. Amen? Now to the witness, 2 Corinthians 9 and 6. "But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. He who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully." Amen? Just by a show of hands, just before we get into the Word of God, how many people would like to be blessed? Just by a show of hands. How many people would like to be blessed? Just by a show of hands. Amen. That's the majority of people, if not everybody. This Sunday and for the next 10 or 15 minutes, I know it's our farmer's market. Anytime we have anything, why do they always want to cut the sermon down? They don't want to cut the prayer down. They don't want to cut the singing down. Anytime we have anything, "Pastor, it's a full moon tonight. You got to preach short. You can't. You got to bring in any, right? Anything else? Oh, they just go on for on and on. But I'm going to be obedient. Never mind looking up. I'm an obedient pastor." They say, "Pastor, we need you to bring it in so we can get the market going and all that." So, Lord be with you. This Sunday, I want to preach from the subject, the key to being blessed. The key to being blessed. And if you look at the big screen, Josh, you got me up? I give you the answer to the question. How many people like tests where the teacher gives you the answer to the test? Those were my favorite classes in school. They would just tell, she'd be like, "Study these 8 things." It's risk being fired. Just, "I noticed you got 8, but if you know these 8, she'd be winking, "these 8 things." I mean, she's telling, this is what's going to be on the test. She's giving us the answer. You want to be blessed, God's giving you the answer. It's right there. Like I said, you just read it yourself. If I can't preach this in 10 minutes, I need to turn my preacher's license in. Because the answer's right there. I don't have to do it. It's there. We're just going to read it and be done with it. The key to being blessed is giving. We don't think that way. We don't believe that way. But that's the way God made it. The key to being blessed is directly and proportionally connected to your level of generosity. Two go hand in hand. Are you with me? If you got it, say, "I got it." You ready to go home? Do I need to work it out? Or some people would say, Pastor, I know I really got. No, I'm fooling around. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Something about your word, God, resonates in our soul. And I thank you for it. It is that connection to your word that helps us to understand that we have been born again. And that the Spirit of the living God dwells in our souls richly. So we thank you. We got ourselves up. We refreshed ourselves. Made our way down to the house of God for no other purpose but to hear the word of God. Holy Spirit, it's not the preacher that matters. Holy Spirit, it's not the pulpit that matters. Holy Spirit, it's not the AV system that matters. What matters is your word. So we give our best and our full attention. We give a more earnest heed to the things of God. More than what the news is reporting, more than what the internet is reporting, more than what's coming. We give more earnest heed, more earnest attention to the things in the Word of God. So Holy Spirit, we invite you to do what only you can do. That is, give us eyes to see. Give us ears to hear. Give us a heart and mind that can understand and comprehend the very things of God. It's to that end that we ask for your presence here today. And all of God's people said, amen. Amen. Amen again. Shall be seated all over the house of God. The key to being blessed is giving. It unlocks something in God. I want to show you this. Go to Proverbs. I didn't want to add it because I'm trying to be obedient, but I want you to see this because it's a good one. Go to Proverbs, I think it's 19:17. Yeah, I want you to see this. Proverbs 19:17. Look at this. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord. You guys see that? He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he, the capital H, that means what? The Lord. He will pay back what the lender, you and me, has given. I don't know if you realize it. Your God is an extremely good accountant. Most people don't understand that about you. Your God is more of a businessman than what you realize. And here he's just talking about his ability to keep record in heaven. If I had time and would go a different direction, Job said, my record is on high. And he understood that God was keeping an accounting of how he lived. So Job had confidence because he knew his God was what? An accountant. Job said, I know my God knows what I've done and how I've lived. Job knew he lived in a manner that pleased God. He said, my record is on high. Settled. I know what has been done, and I know what God has promised me. And this proverb tells us that any time that we are generous, he says that God keeps a record. And any time folks do not pay you back, God says he will repay. The verse says, he who lends to the poor, when you give to the poor, they don't have the ability to pay you back, right? So you're out of balance. If you know anything about accounting, there's only one thing that matters in accounting, balance. Every side's got to balance out. Assets got to equal liability. I mean, it's got to balance, you know. You guys going to college, taking econ and all, it's got to balance. But when it's out of balance, well, how do we get back in balance? God says, I'll put it back in balance. God says, I'll make up the difference and I'll pay you back. You guys, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah, I want you to hear that and read that in your Bible, right? God said, he'll pay you back. When you're generous, God says he'll pay you back. All right, now let's get down to it. Here it is. He says, give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be put into your bosom. He's going to give it back to you, right? Because why? How do we know this verse is true? Why? Because Proverbs just said what? God will repay, right? You got your choice. Would you rather I pay you back, or would you rather God pay you back? I don't know. I'd rather God pay me back, right? Because if you're waiting for me to pay you back, I got $23 in my thing. That's all I got. So as a result, that's all you can get. But if God pays you back, think about the resources that God has at his disposal. That Bible you hold tells us that God says a cattle on 1,000 hills are mine. Right? He just said, you know, I got resources. You know what, one of the interesting things, if you ever study the flood, Noah's Ark, the flood, and one of the days we just got to preach through that because that's such good stuff. One of the interesting things about the flood, when you really read it and study it, and everyone knows the flood, it rained 40 days and nights, and the earth was covered with water. But there is a part of the story to the flood. Listen to this, Rob. It wasn't just that rain came down. The Bible says this, that God broke up the cisterns of the earth. Anybody know what that means? Wells, listen to this. Look. You got to read your Bible and appreciate the awesomeness of God. Under you have the seas, right? And everybody know the seas is just too much. You go down, it's dark, it's pressure, and all that. But this statement helps us to understand that under the sea, you know, there is a bottom to the sea, the ocean, the river. There is a bottom. At some point you get down to the seabed, the ocean bed, it's sand, whatever is down there, it's a bottom to it. But the Bible helps us to understand that underneath the sea bed, the sea floor, God has cisterns, wells, pitchers. My nana would call it a pitcher. A pitchers of water underneath the ocean. Why he's got, I don't know. I can't tell you that. I'm just trying to tell you. We think that all the water there is the water we see, the ocean, the river. But underneath all of that, God's got more water. So when the flood came, it wasn't only that the rain came down, but God stomped his foot on the ocean beds. And when that ground broke, water underneath came up. That's what makes the flood so awesome. It was not only rain coming down, but it was water coming up, right? And God flooded the earth. Kept that water down there because it wasn't, he didn't need it above the earth. It was satisfied through the ocean. You follow what I'm saying? In his creation. But out of his anger over man's sins, the Bible said he broke up the cisterns of water. And man and human life was drowned not only because rain came down, but because water came up. Why am I telling you that? As it relates to this. I tell you, God's got a cattle on a thousand hills. God's got incredible resources. But even beyond the resources that we know about, God has hidden resources. Do you follow? That's the point I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to blow your mind about the flood. Either you get it or you don't. Whatever. You read it. But what the point I'm after is that your God has hidden resources. So even when you understand and comprehend what he does have, what he can do, there is an element that God that even supersedes that. Because your God has hidden resources. The Bible tells us, we're talking about creation, the Bible tells us of creation that God hid creation in wisdom. I mean, he covered it up. He allowed Moses to write some stuff, but not everything. Moses never wrote about those cisterns. Why? God hid it from him. It was already, he didn't create it in Noah's day. He created it in creation, but he hid it from Moses. He said, you don't need to know about that. And I'm just trying to get you to understand, as people of God, God has hidden resources. We read the Word of God and we get excited about what we what can see, what we do understand. Right? Now I understand why he tells the prophet, my ways nor are my thoughts. And then he says, here's the gap. Even as the heavens in height are above the earth, so are my ways and my thoughts above your thoughts. Are you with me? Look at somebody and tell them God's got some stuff hidden. Stuff you don't even know about. Stuff that's not even in the record. It's not even recorded anywhere. But once you begin to understand your God, you got to say, look, I don't need to see it written down. I don't need to see the evidence of it, right? Because if I see the evidence or proof of it, it means what? I don't need faith, right? When God has stuff hidden, in order for you to receive it, you got to receive it how? By faith. In the earth, money is currency. But in heaven, faith is currency. Your father. That's the only way you move in the spirit realm. And in the spirit realm, you've got to believe it before you can receive it. I said, Pastor, where are you going? Where are you going with this? Because oftentimes we fail to give or fail to be generous because we can't see it. You guys should have done better than that. I done gave you cisterns of water. I done gave you hidden wisdom. Right? If you're going to operate in the kingdom of God, right? And that's what we are, right? We're sinners. Peter called us this. Peter called us sojourners in the earth. Anybody know why he called us sojourners in the earth? This is where you need good church mothers in your church. Church mothers used to always say this. This is not my home. They understood it. They didn't understand Greek and Latin and all that, but they understood principally that this world is not my home. Maybe yours, but it's not mine. And they understood that they were just sojourners passing through. Why? There is a city whose founder and maker is God. And that city. We used to sing a song in the old church, we'll go sweeping through that city. Right. We understood this is not our home. But God, watch this, got some stuff hidden for us. And the only way we can transact in God's world is by faith. The only way to give is by faith. If you wait until you have it, you'll never give because you'll never have it. I will. Okay. I got some help. If you wait to give or wait to be generous, you'll never give, nor will you ever be generous because you'll never have enough. Now, let's work the bottom half of that fraction. This is the part of the message you won't like, but it's okay. When you give, you create a deficit in your life. Am I right? Anytime you give, that means what? You have less. Why? Because you've given. But I give by faith because I understand it's the key to me being blessed. Once I create a deficit in my life and I've given by faith, it's got to be a faith offering. It's got to be, you got to give it by faith. Whatever it is to whoever it is, it's got to be given by faith. Because now, Proverbs has told us, God has now stepped in the equation and says, I will repay. Repay what? The deficit that you created. By your what? Your giving, your generosity. And now God takes responsibility for blessing me, for making me whole, right? And I told you, God's got more resources. Not only does he have more resources that we know about, he's got more resources that what? We don't know about. That's what makes him God. And so watch this. The witness says, if you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. And I just put that in there because it's farmer's market. I had to have something garden-like in there. Sow sparingly, reap sparingly. Right? When you give, create a deficit. Now God takes responsibility for making you whole. When you give, this will be the first Sunday in September. I'm going to work this out, but I'm just giving you the overview. When you give, create a deficit. God now takes responsibility for paying you back, right? That's Proverbs 19, right? You lend to the poor. God said, I'll pay you back. Now you create a cycle in your life. Because as you give, create a deficit, you now activate the promises of God to now make up that deficit in your life. And I want you to have big thinking here. I don't mean dollar for dollar, cents for cent. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being blessed. God can bless you in a multiplicity of ways. You follow what I'm saying? But now I've created a cycle. Because the more I give by faith, right? It's got to be by faith. Because if it's by faith, that activates the promises of God. Now God stands up on my behalf and looks at my record. My record of generosity. My record of giving. And God understands that, wait a minute, this guy, this woman is at a deficit. So now God steps in and now God begins to repay me. This verse here, Luke tells us how he repays you. God says, I'm going to stir up the heart of people who don't know you, who don't like you, who don't care about you, but I'm going to put my hand on them in such a way that now they are going to start giving to you for no apparent reason. Right? God, that's how God sounds. That's how I'm going to do it. I understand what you've given. So now I'm going to cause people in various areas of your life to start now sowing back into you. So what was once a deficit, God not only pays you back, but this is the part I like. Luke said it's like this. Luke said it comes pressed down, shaken together. When I think of this verse, I always think of, This is just how my mind works. But when you shake up a bottle of soda or something that got the fizz in it, when you stop shaking it and you take the cap off, it just what? Gushes out. Press down. What I like about the press, and Jermaine taught me this from her military training, anytime we pack and clothes and going somewhere, vacation trip or whatever with the boys, I used to always see her folding, not folding, she would roll the boys' clothes. I mean, we got clothes all over the bed, 3 swimsuits, 8 pair underwear. I mean, just all kinds of stuff on the bed. And I look, I was like, there's no way you're getting that in 2 suitcases. If I walk by the room, she just steady. Because what she's doing, she's pressing it down. When you press something down, it gives you capacity for what? So this is the Sunday y'all decide to come to church. Finally, my real church finally shows up. Luke says God is going to press it down. Stop it, stop it. He's pressing it down. Why?
Because you're going to need more capacity. Oh, God, help me free. God said, the deficit you created, the hole you created in your finances, in your time, whatever it is you gave, God says, when I pay you back, I'm going to pay you back more than what you gave. So God says, I want to have to press it down so that you have capacity to what? Receive more. Press down. Shaken together. God said, when you tap into it, it's just going to come out. Spilling over the side, running down your hand. Over. Look at somebody and say, overflow. That's what God has for you. Whoever receives this message by faith, that's what you'll receive. You're going to receive overflow. God said, I'm going to press it down so you have more capacity. Then I'm going to shake it together. God said, that so that when I give it and you receive it by faith, it's going to overflow. All right? Press down. Shaken together. Right? He's going to cause men to give into your bosom. Look at somebody and say, expect to be blessed. Expect to be blessed. Why? Because the key to the whole thing is what? My own giving. Because if I sow sparingly, then I will reap sparingly. But if I sow, you got to read your Bible. All those things about the gardener sowing, and I preached them on other years, but I don't have it. If I would have thought of this, I would have planned it out better. The sower, the gardener, either has a bag in his hand or a satchel around him, and is just filled with seed. And this is how he sows. He just puts his hands in and grabs a handful, spilling out. And as he walks, he just sows it. Goes in. Another handful. Just. Now, if my dad was here, my dad would never allow that guy to work in his garden. Because when my dad gardened, we had to sow it precisely. You had to put the seed where he drew a row. And he'd yell at you if you got way out. Because he accused you of what? Wasting seed. Seed costs. Right? My dad be like, no, put it right where I dug. That's where you lay seed. We had to go behind him and just lay the seed. Like, get it in there. Get it in there. Get it in there. But in the Bible, they don't sow that way. In the Bible, he grabs handfuls of seed. Left. Handful of seed. Right or right, left. I'm confused. Either way, he's just sowing and seed is getting what? Everywhere. That's how God is going to bless you. God isn't just going to come and look to fill the row that was created by your giving. When God begins to sow back into you, he's going to grab handfuls of blessing. And he's going to sow some on the right side of your life. He's going to grab another handful. He's going to sow that on the left side of your life. He's going to grab another handful. He's going to put that out in front of you. Another handful. He's going to throw back over his shoulder. Why? Because your God has promised that if you give, he will in like manner give back to you. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Here's the point you got to get. We're done. He says, with the same measure that you give, will it also be given back to you? So if you give little, expect to receive little. But if you give much, expect to receive much. Why? Because God is keeping a record of your books. And God knows. And I told you last Sunday, maybe I'll get to it next Sunday. God never looks at how much you give. He only looks at how much you have left. That's the only way he knows how much he owes you. He looks at what you have left. And God said, yep, I'm going to start releasing blessings into your life to reward you for being God's steward. We're God's stewards because when we gave how? We gave by faith. That's not man's giving. That's God's giving. I gave my offering, I gave my tithes by faith. So now God keeps a record. And God now knows how much. And God always gives more than what you gave. I'm finished with it, but I thought of who were the two brothers? It's Joseph. Who were the two younger brothers? Benjamin, and who was the other one? It's on the tip of my tongue, I can't say it. But I know Benjamin. Anyway, my point is, here's a vision of God. And I'll find it for Wednesday night. Make sure you're on Wednesday night. You know the story, Joseph sold by his brothers into slavery because a high-ranking official in Egypt. And unbeknownst to him, his brothers come because his brother's family is in need. And they don't know who Joseph is. His appearance has changed. He no longer looks like a Hebrew. He looks more like an Egyptian. That's where he lives at. That's where he resides. And so they come and they tell the story. They don't recognize Joseph, but Joseph recognizes them. He says, tell me about your father. He was getting information on his father. They related, they brothers. And then he calls his guards. He said, prepare for these guys. He gives them seed and whatever else. But I love the part of the story. And in Benjamin's bag, he said, prepare for them. Whatever they came to ask of us, tells his servants, give it to them. Grain, seed. But he goes over to his right-hand man. He says, in this bag, he puts shekels of gold. Presses it down in the bag. He already has the seed. That's the grain. That's what they came for. But because of his love for Benjamin, I want you to see what God does. He puts a little extra in your bag. It wasn't until way down the road, they then got home and they got seed for the cattle and for the livestock. Benjamin empties his bag. Said, Dad, look what I found. The king in Egypt And I told you, I started here, I'll end here. It wasn't sitting up top so he could just see it. It was down in the sea. It was hidden. Right? Isn't that where we started the sermon? He's got hidden resources. God's got stuff hidden in your life that you can have now, right now. All you got to do is give. Your giving will release calls to come into your life, the very things God has for you. So I'll just close by saying this. If you want to be blessed, and just about, and all of you guys raised your hand, the key to it is your giving. If you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. But if you sow generously, you'll reap generously. Why not activate God's blessing in your life today? Today. How? By giving. Giving your resources. Giving your time. Giving your talent. If you have any talent or ability, answer me this one question. Who gave it to you? Why don't you give it back to him? Because if you do, he'll send it back to you what? Pressed down. Right? Your time, your talent, your tithe. Sow into the kingdom of God and release the blessing of God in your life. Stop looking at it from the perspective, oh, I don't have it to give. That's how you know you got it. Because this is not, you ain't making a deal with PNC Bank. You're making a deal with God. And you're going to give it by faith. Every example of giving in the Bible is given by what? Faith. That's why it's in the Bible, recorded. And what they receive in return far exceeds what they gave in the first place. Shall we all stand? The key to being blessed is giving. My hope and my prayer for this series of messages is that it would release in each and every one of you a spirit of generosity. Because as I noted on last Sunday, John 3:16, lovers give. The Bible tells us that God has poured out his love. That's what he's done into our hearts. So if you're a believer, the Spirit of God is in you. So that God-like generosity resides in you. Don't allow the enemy to threaten you with your bills, your expenses. Said, no, I'm going to give this by faith. And today I'm going to begin a cycle in my life through my systematic giving. I asked for cisterns. Keisha said wells. The wonderful thing about the well is every time you go back, there's what? More water. Good God help me. Nan and them used to tell me about the old well down at Uncle Olin's house. My mom used to tell me, oh, but they make me go out there. And I said, little girl, I had to go out and what? Draw water, what? Out of that well. And every time she went, there was what? More water. The well never runs. Whatever. You either believe it or you don't. I don't. Me going on and on about it ain't going to make a difference. Release the blessing of God in your life today. Father in heaven, we thank you for the privilege that we have had today to hear straight from the portals of heaven, revealing to us the secrets, the mystery of kingdom operation, showing us how to function and to live both in this world and in the world to come. Help us to lay hold to the very principles in the kingdom of God. And Father, I pray today for every listener here in the church, every listener joining us online, that they would have ears to hear the very things of God. Today, release a spirit of generosity, a spirit of giving that releases an overflow. God, send an overflow into every house, every home. God, send an increase. Send an abundance according to your word. God, you promised us you're not a man that you should lie, nor are you the son of man that you should repent. God, if you promise, I know you'll make it good. I know you'll do what you said. Good God, help me. Today we're blessed. Blessed above measure. Because our God has made it so. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. We give you the glory. Come on, everybody. Come on, let's take a minute. Give God the best. Take 1 minute. Give God your best. Your best praise. Now, it's quite obvious that none of you guys heard a word I've said over the last 28 minutes. I was counting, Courtney, 28 minutes. The word said, if you sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. And you hear this point, I want you to get this. That applies to every area of your life. Don't just limit it to money or resources. Where am I going? When it comes time to give God the praise, don't praise sparingly. If that's all you're going to do, sit down and don't do nothing. Because they're equal. You're not. But when it comes to, if there's any area in your life that you ought to sow richly, grab handfuls of praise and just throw it everywhere, it should be when it comes to praising God. Let's take 60 seconds. Look, stop it. I don't want this. If that's all you're going to do, seriously, go ahead, sit down, get a fan, relax. But if you have received the word of God and you understand that your God has got hidden resources with your name on it, I dare you to give God the very best you can. Come on, tell him. Release. Give him your best. Give him your best. Clap your hands. Stomp your feet. Give God your... Woo! If I had 10,000 tongues, it still wouldn't be a... Yes. Somebody give him a crazy praise. Yes. Make a noise for Jesus. Somebody, somewhere, give the Lord a praise. Yes, Lord. Yes. Praise him by faith. Praise him by faith. Woo! Yes. 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 I don't have it yet. I haven't received it yet. But by faith, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises, his praises. Yes, yes, run forth. Come on, everybody, start running. Start running. Go. Go. Get yours. Yes. Yes. Run and not be weary. Walk and not faint. Give God. Give God. Give him your praise. Yes. 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 Let God release. Yes. And we'll go sweeping through that city whose founder and maker is God himself. Wow. Lord Jesus, help me. Yes. By faith, I'm blessed. By faith, I'm healed. By faith, I'm delivered. By faith, my children are blessed. By faith, my grandchildren, they are blessed. Yes, yes, create an overflow, create an abundance in your life today, today, today. Yes, 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 yes again. My body is healed. My mind is renewed. Wow. Lord Jesus, help me. Yes, I want to be blessed. I've got to be blessed.
I won't make it unless the Lord blesses. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Yes. I got to get this blessing. I cried too long. Too many sleepless nights. Too many weekends worrying. This is my chance. This is my opportunity. I got to get blessed. I have to get blessed. Yes, so bountifully, so into the kingdom of the Most High God, and he will, he's promised, he will rip. He will, he will. God's going to pay you back. God's going to pay you back. Yes. Yes. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Yes. Oh my goodness. Tell her we done started something in the kingdom. Oh my goodness. The songwriter says, when the praises go up, when the praises go up, then the blessings come down. That's why I got to give God the best praise. Because the blessings come down. The more I praise God, the more God blesses me. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. I feel water breaking. I feel God releasing some stuff. Yes, Lord. I feel a flood coming. He said, I'll open the windows of heaven. Yes, I feel God releasing some stuff, doing some stuff, revealing some stuff. Holy Ghost, come get us. Holy Ghost, come get us. Today, the word of God, in conjunction with your praise, has broken up. It's broken up the ground. God said, because you praise me by faith. Let me have it, Khalil. If you wait for God to do it and then praise him, it's even Stephen. If I give you something and you say thank you, it's even. But when you praise God by faith, that means you praise him before he does it. You put God in a position where God said, I have to bless them. Because right now the scales are out of balance. They have blessed me more than I have blessed them. That's when God just starts releasing angels. The word of God said, I'll give my angels charge over you. They see the balance in heaven. They begin to move in your life. They begin to move over your life. Through your life. All because you praised him by faith. You gave by faith. Now the whole of heaven has been activated on your behalf because God has promised to repay. As you receive this word and meditate over it, not only on today, but in the days and weeks ahead, my prayer for you, the prayer for myself, those of us joining via the internet, is that a spirit of generosity is released in you. Whatever was holding you back from giving before, I pray that God move it out the way. So that you can now give by faith. So that God can now bless you by faith. And you begin to live and operate in the supernatural realm of God. I'll close by saying this. God so wants to bless you. He wants to do it. We ain't got to convince him or tell him all the reason why. You don't need that. He wants to bless you. The only thing holding him back is you. It's the only thing holding him back. And today he gave me the key to give you. Put the keys in your hand. Use that key and release the supernatural abundance of God in your life. Told me to tell you today, the key to being blessed is your generosity, your giving. Allow God to open the windows of heaven and pour you out a significant blessing. Father in heaven, bless the people of God, both here and abroad. Pray that this word would find a resting place, not only in their life, but in the life of countless others. Thank you for the promises that we have, the principles that we can operate in the kingdom of God. For this we give you the glory and all the thanksgiving. The people of God say amen, amen, amen again.
Amen. Amen. What an on-time word. Thank you. If you have heard this word today and you would like to experience the blessings of God. If you would like to receive Christ today, please repeat after me. Dear Lord, I know that I am a sinner. I know that I deserve the consequences of my sin. However, I am trusting in Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believe that his shed blood, death, and resurrection provided for my forgiveness. I trust in Jesus and Jesus alone as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving and forgiving me from my sins today. Amen. Amen. And if you accepted this call to salvation today, please visit us at our website at www.taylortabernacle.com. Amen. And now we will move into our time of giving and announcements, followed by our benediction. Good morning to the Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you may give through one of four ways, including text to give, online giving through our website, Venmo, or also by using the U.S. Postal Mail. To give by text message, text the code TAYLOR61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, PA 19139. And we also have Venmo at Taylor-Tabernacle-6309. And for those of us who are gathered in the sanctuary today, you will find two offering baskets next to the side ramp door to my right, for your tithes and offerings, and one for the preacher. Please place your sealed envelopes in the basket as you exit the sanctuary. If you would like to make an offering to our pastor, you may also do this by going to Cash App or Venmo. His Cash App is $PastorJonathanFord, Venmo at Jonathan-Ford-25. And as always, we thank you for your continued support of our ministries. Amen. Amen. Jackson? Okay. He got up out of here. All right. Now we're going to, we're going to have our announcements. So the pastor and the leadership team would like to thank you for joining us. Our live stream will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. Remember to hit subscribe right there on YouTube and follow us on Facebook at TaylorTabernacle.com so you are informed and up to date on all of our upcoming gatherings and dates. Every first Sunday, we will gather at 8:30 a.m. for in-person corporate prayer, followed by morning worship at 10 a.m. Wednesday night's prayer and Bible study will be at 7 p.m. via Google Meets. On Sunday, school will take place from 8:30 to 9 a.m. via Google Meets. We look forward to seeing your child every second through fifth Sundays. Remember Pastor Ford's Why Ali Challenge. Today, August 17th, is our farmer's market from 12 to 3. And so please go out and support our garden, get some organic fruits and vegetables. On August 30th, the Clutch Kings Motorcycle Club presents Dreams Come True Youth Conference from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The youth conference will take place at Taylor Tabernacle, third floor, I believe. Please see Deacon Tyrone Davis for more information and volunteer opportunities. Amen. All right. Now we'll move into September. On September 2nd through the 22nd, Pastor Ford is asking all members to join him and the First Lady in 21 days of fasting from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. We will be fasting and praying for our children as they return to school. Amen. On September 7th at 8:30 a.m., there will be in-person congregational prayer. At 10 a.m., Communion and Giving Sunday. Come and learn how you can give to the church. On September 14th, join Pastor Ford at Gospel Light Church for their pastoral anniversary for Elder Larry Kuttner. This service begins at noon. The address is 1712 Ontario Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19140. Pastor Ford is asking all members to attend, and this will be in place of our service. So there will be no service on that day at Taylor Tabernacle. Join Pastor on the 14th at noon. On September 21st, it's Kappa Day at church. Please join Pastor Ford and welcome the members of Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity. Amen. And that will conclude our announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. And actually, one more. Starting in September, immediately after service, second through fifth Sundays, we will be holding choir practice. All ages are welcome. Please see Sister Alex for details. Amen? Amen. Now, that concludes our announcements. And now we will have our benediction from our pastor. And then we can get to the farmer's market. Amen?
One of our gardeners, David Craig, is going to join me before we give this benediction, but just a couple of things that I'm going to need help with today, guys. So one, I need 3 volunteers. Okay, great. I found them right here. Thanks, God. Thanks for volunteering. You guys, at the end of service, I want you guys to go with Sister Lillian up. Gabe is out, so now it's just you two. Gabe didn't volunteer. That's the 3. Okay, good. So this, Well, I'm using Jackson and the other guys for some other stuff. But what you guys have to do is go upstairs with Sister Lillian. We've got to get that 3rd floor in shape. And she has requested some young help to do it. So you just go up there and whatever she tells you to do, you guys knock it out to do it. Okay? Can't take you more than 15, 30 minutes. Boom, you're done. Then you guys back down on the garden. So that's one group. Then I'm also going to need, this is for the larger group. For the next this Sunday and the next 3 Sundays, I need your help with trash. Let me explain what I mean. We have too much stuff in our basement, right? And it's actually creating a fire hazard. We got stuff down there we don't use anymore. You know, we used to use it now, but now we don't. And I'm having difficulty trying to get one of those big dumpsters where we could just take one day and we just dump everything into the dumpster. But while we work on that, what we can start doing is, if you're willing and you have a vehicle, would you be willing to help take 1 or 2 items that are for the trash, put in your car, and you take home and put out in your trash, if you would be willing to do that for us? And we can, little by little, you know, instead of one big swoop, just little by little, we can reduce the level of unused and unwanted items in our basement. Okay? So if you're willing to do that, nothing crazy, whatever we got down there, they tell me it's boxes, old clothes, whatever it is, could you today and say, yeah, Pastor, I'll take something. Give me some. I'll put it in my trunk. I'll put it in my back seat. I'll put it out in my trash, or I'll put it out, I got a dumpster at my job, whatever it may be. If we can do that each week, so I need you to come, bring your vehicle, open your trunk up, and let us just put some stuff in there. And like I said, week by week, we'll just whittle it down. Little by little, we'll get the trash out, okay? So if you're willing to help, I'm gonna help oversee that effort. And jump out of my clothes, get some clothes. We just bring up, because like I said, I'm putting stuff in my car. I'm not asking you to do something I'm not willing to do. But if you have a vehicle and willing to do that, so while before you go to the farmer's market, we'll just load you up with some trash. I know that don't sound that appealing, but But it's all good. But we'll do that. And like I said, we'll do it over the next three Sundays. So if you don't have your vehicle this Sunday, the next two Sundays, bring your vehicle and help us do that. Okay? So we've got that going on. And then lastly, it's our farmer's market. We're also going to come and just make sure what our garden is, the garden's in good shape. Make sure we pull up any weeds. I know one of the things we got to do back there, and I know I'm going to need Khalil and Cortland to help me with this, is we got to cut those bushes down. There's two back there that we just desperately got to trim. You guys can work with Reverend Radcliffe. He brought his clippers. It's growing. It's like a monster back there. And we don't want our kids to walk back there and the bush swallow them up. And now they're gone forever. So if we cut the bushes, our kids can go to Christmas. All right. So, Cortland and Khalil, if you guys can help work with Reverend Radcliffe, he'll give you the clippers and just show you how. Just trim it down. We got to get it. You'll see it when you go out there. You'll be like, man. Okay. Now, lastly, and this is for everybody, Dave's coming. Let's give David Craig a hand, one of our great gardeners. So not only do I want you to go into the garden and buy some produce, I want everyone to walk the garden. Go up and down every row and see what these folks have done with your help. And just remember where we started 3 years ago. Just think back. What it was like 3-4 years ago when we started. And look where God has brought our garden. Okay? So I want you to walk the garden, and then you'll have an opportunity. This is the only time we do it. Buy produce, because any other Sunday we just give it away. But this Sunday, buy produce to help, provide resources for the garden. Now, Dave Craig is going to tell you what we have available in the garden.
So this year we have a whole bunch of new things that we've been growing this year and that we've been putting together. So definitely some exciting things. Like we have in the past, we're going to have the herbs, the tomatoes, the cucumber. We have carrots. For the very first time though, we grew onions this year. And so we've got a whole bunch of onions. You know those orange arbors that we have back there that have been growing grapevines for the past couple of years? We finally have enough grapes that we harvested grapes this morning, and we have grapes to sell. And we also put together lavender tea bags. So if you're interested in trying out some lavender tea, they come in a little package with an instruction card and one of those little honey sticks. So, yeah, we have lavender tea all ready to go for you today. So, yeah, come out afterwards. Like the pastor said, walk the garden. I'm happy to, if you have any questions, I'm happy to walk with you and show you around. Yeah, come on out right afterwards and enjoy.
Thanks, Dave. Those guys have done a fantastic job all year long, and today we get to benefit from their handiwork. Shall we all stand? Thanks in advance for all of your help and participation, everybody, all of the men that really appreciate you, and looking forward to seeing everyone on next Sunday. Father in heaven, we thank you how you have sowed so bountifully into us, not just into our lives spiritually, but into our urban garden naturally. Thank you for the bounty and the harvest that you have provided, which today and this week we shall enjoy. We thank you for all the wonderful things that your hands have provided. So we give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. All the people of God say amen. Amen. Amen again. God bless you, Taylor.